when you walk with the Lord in obedience, you can expect resentment, hostility, and pushback from the people you would least expect it. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Judges chapter 6, verses 28 through 30 say this, "When the men of the town rose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was broken down, and the Asherah beside it was cut down, and the second bull was offered on the altar that had been built. And they said to one another, 'Who has done this thing?' And after they had searched and inquired, they said, 'Gideon, the son of Joash, has done this thing.' And then the men of the town said to Joash, 'Bring out your son that he may die, for he has broken down the altar of Baal and cut down the Asherah beside it.' So the next morning, after Gideon tore down his father's community idols, the men of the town came looking for the culprit, ready to execute whomever they deemed guilty. And this should be a little shocking to us because we're not dealing with Canaanite men or Midianite men, but with fellow Israelites. Yet, these Israelites have become so wrapped up in the surrounding culture, in their own pragmatic ways, that they cannot even begin to recognize godliness. It does not jar their conscience one bit that a weak Gideon has done this. They are not convicted at all by the actions of the least of these in their tribe. The least likely to take a bold stand, Gideon, has taken a bold and godly stand. And not one of the townsmen say, 'You know, Gideon is right. We are a chosen people by God. We are in error.' That's how in love with the world the Israelites were. How in love with the world are you? If someone came in and burned down your idols, would you thank them or would you try to hang them? Can you even identify the idols and the altars that may be set up in your life? What about the TV show you think you just have to watch? What about the glass of wine you think you just have to have? What about that truck that's in the driveway you just couldn't live without?" On and on it can go. And so we walk with Jesus day by day and let Him crush every idol that our heart manufactures. When you pray today, please remember Matthew Prather and his family, our missionaries in Texas. And also remember the Afrikaans LifeWord broadcast heard in South Africa.